Hi, I'm Diane McAfee for Doyle's Room Radio, presenting the most profitable poker secrets ever made public. At doylesroom.com, you can compete person to person with Doyle Brunson, the greatest poker player alive, against the world's foremost poker authority, Mike Carroll, and even against TV's hottest poker superstar, Todd Brunson. Today, not only will you be hearing an exclusive hot tip person to person from Doyle Brunson, but now Doyle's Room has partnered with the player pros turn to for advice. So, relax and be amazed. Exclusively from doylesroom.com, we start off the show with the mad genius of poker himself, Mike Carroll.
By special arrangement with doylesroom.com, this is the mad genius of poker, Mike Carroll, beaming directly to Earth from my galaxy where all truth is known. In order to understand how silly some poker advice gets, you need to understand William of Ockham, a 14th century English philosopher. Well, maybe you don't need to understand him. He might have slept with goats for all I know. But you need to understand how today's scientists have reinterpreted one of the concepts that William of Ockham popularized. I'm talking about Occam's razor. It has come to mean that when there are competing theories that can explain an event, the simplest one is usually better. That's important, and I'll repeat it. When there are two or more ways you can explain why something happened, the explanation that's simpler is more likely to be right. Let's say you see a carton of milk that stayed on the kitchen counter overnight. The milk is supposed to be in the refrigerator, but it isn't. As far as you know, you've been alone in the house. Now, you could theorize that some unknown enemy broke into your house, drank some milk, then poisoned it and left it on the kitchen counter, hoping you'll drink it and die. Or you could reason that you probably forgot to put the milk back in the refrigerator. Either is possible, but guess what? You and I are both gamblers at heart, and you know which way we're going to bet that you forgot to put the milk back in the refrigerator, right? Anything is possible, but simpler is better. It's Occam's razor. You shave away all the unnecessary complexities and make the most obvious explanation the favorite. Now, what does this have to do with poker? Well, I just read some advice from a serious poker player that says that in a pot limit hold'em game, you should come into a pot with 8-7 suited behind two callers and a razor, realizing that he holds a big pair. Then if the flop almost completely misses you, showing an ace and two other cards and no one card out for a straight or flush, call the player who holds that big pair. The theory is that this surprise call on the flop with nothing will make the bettor sure that you have something and put you in position to steal the pot sometime on the next two betting rounds. Anything wrong with this? Plenty. This is an example of creative play. I teach variations of this myself, and it belongs in your poker arsenal. But it's a play that you should use only rarely. Here's where Occam's razor comes in. You can take any poker situation, add complexities, argue how players will respond until they're just right to fit your conclusion, and make practically any bizarre decision seem like the most logical. But it remains that the simplest conclusion is that you shouldn't play that 8-7 suited at all most of the time, and that when you do, you should fold willingly when you miss and the original raiser bets on the flop. The simplest choice of strategy is usually the best. Exceptions are exceptions for a reason. And here's another example. There's been a lot of discussion lately of some published expert advice that you should bet on the flop and hold 'em with an inside straight. Had this been presented as a rare exception, it would have been profitable advice. But by using more complex arguments to make it the main tactic, the experts are violating Occam's razor, ignoring the obvious explanation of what you should do. Check. The reason I'm telling you this today is, once you become skilled at poker, it's easy to justify doing the unusual. But the most obvious decision is usually correct. You should make occasional exceptions to keep observant opponents off guard and to earn extra profit. But if you stray too often from what are the simplest and most obvious decisions, you're sure to sacrifice profit.
Mike Carroll will be right back. Now let's spend an exclusive moment with the man behind Doyle's Room Radio, the best poker player alive and winner of 10 gold bracelets at the World Series of Poker. From doylesroom.com, here's powerful poker advice directly from Doyle Brunson.
I remember playing in a $3,000, $6,000 limit game at the Bellagio when an opponent made a raise and won the pot. He then showed a medium strong hand and said, "I was hoping you wouldn't make a call." Just then a spectator blurted, "Why would you raise if you didn't want to call unless you're bluffing?" Now there's a question that shows a lack of understanding of limit poker. It's because in limit poker, the pot is usually big enough when measured against the restricted size of your raise so that your biggest reward is to win it right then. Yeah, if your opponent calls your raise, you're still likely to have an advantage, but that advantage will seldom be as great as the instant reward offered by the pot if your opponent folds. That's why you want to bet and raise aggressively with medium strong hands. If your opponents call, well, you still usually have the best of it, but what you're really hoping for is an even bigger reward that comes from pushing players out of the pot. Most world-class players bet and raise aggressively in limit poker games, always knowing that the best thing that can happen is that they don't get the call. Usually, you can even have the best of it and prefer that your opponent folds. You must have that mindset to succeed in limit poker. I'll see you at the tables at doylesroom.com. Now, back to Mike Carroll.
Remember Occam's razor next time someone justifies a poker decision with a complex argument when a simpler argument leads to a different decision. Complex is sometimes right, but usually it isn't.
You've been listening to Mike Carroll and Doyle Brunson on Doyle's Room Radio. This is Diane McAfee, and I'll see you at the tables at doylesroom.com.